Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Jury deliberations begin in Wright murder trial. The jury in the second-degree murder trial of Robert Stephen Wright will now deliberate as they were excused from court at 12:30 p.m. today, after hearing instructions from Justice Robbie D. Gordon. Wright is accused of the stabbing death of Renee Sweeney, who was killed at her workplace on January 27, 1998. Wright was arrested in 2018 after DNA evidence linked him to the scene of the crime. He has been in jail since. The trial began on February 21 of this year. The jury will be sequestered for the length of their deliberation, and will have between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. each day to deliberate until they reach a decision. When they have made a decision, they will complete a verdict form, seal it in an envelope and bring it to one of three jury services workers, who all took an oath in court today to maintain the sanctity of the court process. It will then be read in court by the jury foreperson. Read the full story here. Devoted Sudbury volunteer Bev Briscoe has passed away. Devoted Sudbury volunteer Bev Briscoe passed away at Maison McCulloch Hospice March 25 at the age of 74 after being diagnosed with lung and bone cancer in 2020. Bev was an inspiring and impressive person who truly made the city of Sudbury, greater, said her obituary. She provided leadership, mentorship, and friendship to many people and worthy causes. She received many awards for her efforts, most recently a national award for her work at the hospice. Whether galas, golf tournaments, walkathons, or festivals, Bev has raised thousands of dollars from building the hospice, acquiring equipment for the cancer center, or providing daily needs for seniors. Truly, Bev embodied Jesus' teaching of loving thy neighbor on a daily basis. The former manager at Sears and then Sears Home was a member of the Sudbury Hospice Foundation Board, and was the chair of the hospice's annual fundraising gala for 5 years. Beyond her work with the hospice, Briscoe was also a well-known volunteer with the Northern Cancer Foundation, and was part of Angels in Pink, a team of Sudburians who raised money for breast cancer equipment and a van that takes women to and from breast screening appointments. Read the full story here. Mr. 55 crash claims life of woman, 47. Greater Sudbury police say a crash on Municipal Road 55 earlier this morning claimed the life of a woman and sent a man to hospital. The crash occurred on Municipal Road 55 at Magill Street, Mumford Road, which is close to Lively, at around 6:30 a.m. March 28. The vehicles involved were a pickup truck and a transport truck. The driver of the transport, a 31-year-old man, sustained minor injuries. The driver and sole occupant of the pickup, a 47-year-old woman, has been pronounced dead. Her name will not be released out of respect for her family's wishes. Municipal Road 55 was only partially reopened yesterday with the lanes headed toward Lively, southwest, closed as police investigated the crash. Laurentian's French language education programs accredited. French language programs offered by Laurentian University's School of Education have successfully renewed their accreditation for 7 years with the Ontario College of Teachers. This includes the accreditation of new and existing programs Baccalauréat en Education, N plus Years Parties, N Line, Attempts Partiel, Baccalauréat en Education, Concurrent, and Baccalauréat en Education, Consecutif. A unique incentive to enroll in Laurentian's Baccalauréat en Education, N plus Years Parties, N Line, Attempts Partiel, is now available to Francophone students. This October-accredited multi-session program aims at enabling teacher candidates to enter the profession with a transitional certificate of qualification and registration as they are completing their program. Once a student completes specific requirements, including completing 2 weeks of placements, they will become eligible for this transitional certificate. Read the full story here. Cubs squeak out third win over Paper Kings. It was a dramatic finish to last night's game between the Greater Sudbury Cubs and the Espanola Paper Kings. Knotted at one goal apiece, Cubs forward Cameron Walker's exciting end-to-end dash with just 66 seconds on the clock culminated in a game-winning goal to give Greater Sudbury the 2-1 win. The win in Espanola gives Greater Sudbury a 3-1 edge in the best-of-seven playoff series. The Cubs look to finish off the series on Thursday in a 7:30 p.m. start at TM Davies Community Center and Arena. Read the full story here. Another $1 million endowment for NOSM University students. NOSM University has been granted a $500,000 gift from the Marcel and Francis LaBelle Foundation. The LaBelle Foundation gift of $500,000 will be matched by the FDC Foundation, creating a $1 million endowment for undergraduate medical students from communities along the Highway 11 corridor, including Hearst, Kapuskasing, Timmins, and Cochrane, said a news release from NOSMU Dr. Sarita Verma, President, Vice Chancellor, Dean and CEO of NOSM University was pleased with the endowment. We are so grateful to the Marcel and Francis LaBelle Foundation for their continued vision, generosity and support, said Verma. Truly, they are investing in a healthier future for all Northern Ontarians. Read the full story here. Up to 4 centimeters of snow possible today, our apologies. Expect a mainly cloudy day with a high of minus 1, but falling to minus 8 in the afternoon. There is a 30% chance of flurries early in the morning, then changing to 30% chance of flurries late in the afternoon. Local blowing snow is also possible this afternoon. Between 2 and 4 centimeters of snow is possible. The wind will be northwesterly at 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60 in the morning. The wind chill will be around minus 7 in the morning and minus 14 in the afternoon. The UV index today is 1, or low. Tonight, the skies will be partially cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries in the evening. A northwest wind at 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50, is also expected. The overnight low is minus 13 with a minus 17 wind chill.